Welcome to the Volta Finance Limited Investor Call. Please note carefully the following important notice before joining the call. By participating in this investor call, you confirm that you fall within one of the following categories. Persons having professional experience in matters relating to investments who fall within the definition of investment professionals in Article 19 in brackets 5 of the UK Financial Promotion Order 2005, or high net worth bodies corporate, unincorporated associations and partnerships and trustees of high value trusts as described in Article 49 in brackets 2 of the UK Financial Promotion Order 2005. Or persons who are otherwise permitted to participate in this investor call under the relevant rules applicable to them in their home jurisdiction or otherwise. Also, if you are located in the United States, you also represent and undertake that you are a qualified purchaser as such term as defined under the rules of the U.S. Investment Company Act of 1940. If you do not consider yourself to fall within one or more of these categories, or if you are in the United States and do not consider yourself to be a qualified purchaser, you are advised to leave this investor call now. Please note that your name will be added to the list of participants for this investor call. Now, Jim Gilligan, Chairman of the Board of Volta Finance Limited, is going to open the call.
Thank you, Sergey. Good morning, everyone. I thank you all for attending this investor conference call, which has been organized so as to update analysts and shareholders and give them the opportunity to discuss the recent publication of Volta Finance's annual report and accounts for the financial year ended 31st July 2015. I, then Serge Domet of AXA Investment Managers Paris, will deliver a prepared statement, and there will then be a question and answer period. Now, during this annual period, Volta continued to demonstrate its ability to create value for shareholders with a 17.4% performance of its NAV, taking into account the two dividend payments made in December 2014 and April 2015. The share price also performed well over the annual period, returning a total positive performance of 26.9% dividends being reinvested in the share. As at the end of last week, and including the dividend paid on the 7th of April, Volta's share performance was 18.5% year-to-date, thanks to the performance of Volta's assets and to the narrowing of the discount to NAV. At the current time, the share price discount to NAV has narrowed to approximately 12% from close to 18% at the end of 2014. It is gratifying that the strong investment performance continues to be accompanied by relatively low levels of volatility during the annual period. The board decided to propose a final dividend of 51 cents per share for the semi-annual period ended 31st July 2015, which will be payable to shareholders on 11th December, subject to shareholder approval at the forthcoming AGM. When deciding the level of the dividend, the board took into account our company's long-term objective to seek to both preserve its capital and to pay a stable stream of dividends to its shareholders. This latest dividend has been determined by taking into account all relevant factors, including the strong positive performance for the annual period ended 31st July 2015, the projected IRR of Volta's existing assets, and the projected IRR range of 8 to 11%, within which our investment manager anticipates being able to source new investments during the foreseeable future. In terms of governance, the board remains committed to ensuring high standards. A risk committee was established in June 2014 and is complementing and enhancing the work of the audit committee by focusing on identifying and monitoring investment portfolio-related risks. The company has, since inception, voluntarily applied the UK Code of Corporate Governance. On the 29th of May 2015, the company's shares were successfully admitted to listing on the premium segment of the official list of the UK Listing Authority and to trading on the main market of the London Stock Exchange, in addition to the existing listing on Euronext Amsterdam. The board believes that the London listing will, over time, assist with improving liquidity in the company's shares and help to broaden the shareholder base. Following the admission to London, the company joined the Association of Investment Companies, the AIC, at the beginning of August 2015 and will apply the AIC's Code of Corporate Governance for Guernsey-domiciled member companies henceforth. Today will be my last investor call, as I've notified the board of my intention to step down from the board at the company's AGM on the 23rd of November. I've greatly enjoyed my 5 years as chairman. However, I am in my 65th year and have decided to cut back on my non-exec directorship goals. Paul Meader, the current senior independent director of the company, has agreed to succeed me as chairman, and accordingly the board will be proposing at the AGM that Mr. Meader takes over as chairman of Volta from that date, and he will be putting himself forward for re-election by shareholders. I am pleased that my board colleagues have recognised the strong contribution and expertise demonstrated by Mr. Meader since he joined the board in May last year, and I fully endorse their decision to nominate him as the new chairman. The board has also agreed that Paul Verotsis will succeed Mr. Meader in the role of senior independent director. Finally, I'm delighted to welcome Graham Harrison to the board as a new independent director on the recommendation of the nomination committee, following a thorough search, interview and selection process. Mr. Harrison was appointed to the board due to his experience in the company's asset class, his strong analytical expertise and his knowledge of London-listed vehicles and Guernsey regulations. The board anticipates that Mr. Harrison's attributes will complement and enhance the existing skills, knowledge and experience of the board. Sir Demir of AXA Investment Managers Paris will now provide a brief update about the current situation of office assets and about the investment opportunities that could be available in the current environment. There will then be a question and answer period. Serge, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jim. Before commenting on the outlook for Volta and its underlying assets, I will first comment on the performance during the last financial year. Over the course of the reported financial year, there was fairly significant rebalancing of the portfolio. The equivalent of €126 million was invested or committed, and €97 million was sold or received as principal payments of maturing assets. On average, under standard and reasonable assumptions, the projected average expected return of the purchases was close to 10%, in line with our previous and current view that Volta will be able to purchase assets with projected return in the 8% to 11% area for the forthcoming period. On average, the assets sold were yielding below 5% at the time of the sale, using the same standard assumption used to compute the projected IRR of purchases. 26 different assets were purchased, 17 US dollar CLO debt tranches, 5 CLO equity tranches, 1 first cost piece of a warehouse of CLO, 1 investment in a bank balance sheet transaction and in a bank balance sheet fund, as well as 1 investment in a European loan fund. This breakdown of assets perfectly illustrates our investment strategy for the financial period under review. Pursue investment in CLO debt tranches as we consider the spread offered on these assets still attractive. Be very selective when investing in equity tranches of CLO. Continue to benefit from our ability to source assets in the bank balance sheet transactions and finance CLO warehouses as long as we are confident the overall environment is stable for the coming quarters. Fundamentally, we are able to be opportunistic and selective in the assets selected for Volta, and this flexibility of mandate is a key strength of the company. Volta is never tied to one type of structured credit, regardless of attractiveness, or to being fully invested at all times. In analyzing the risk-return profile of CLOs, we view the profile of the debt tranches as being superior to the equity tranches. In line with this preference, the company has leveraged a portion of its CLO debt bucket by entering into a repurchase agreement with Société Générale. $30 million and then $15 million were received in March and then in September via the repurchase agreement. This agreement has a scheduled maturity of 5 years, and there are various protections around the bank being able to terminate the repo prior to the maturity date. Volta has access to a further $50 million through a similar transaction. Based on the current $45 million drawn, the repurchase agreement is expected to enhance the net asset value returns by approximately 0.8% per annum. Due to the fact that the vast majority of Volta's new investments during the period were in relation with CLOs, CLO-type investments represented, as of the end of 2015, three-quarters of Volta's total assets. As a result of the significant turnover for the period, 15% of Volta's investment as at the end of 2015 were assets issued in the last 3.5 years, replacing assets issued before 2008. The turnover of the portfolio produced some extra gains as credit curves are very steep in the structured finance area. We are optimistic that we will be able to repeat this in the coming period. In line with the previous annual period, Volta's assets generated €33.7 million of interest or coupons over the financial year, representing an annualized rate of 12.3% on Volta's NAV at the beginning of the period. Under reasonable assumptions, interest and coupons for the forthcoming year are expected to be roughly stable. Our shareholder can find in the annual report the projected return on Volta's assets based on standard scenario. According to such calculations, Volta's assets as at 31st July 2015 have an average standard projected return slightly below 9%, when considering the standard assumption that the rating of underlying corporate credit exposures appropriately reflects the probability of default on a medium to long-term basis. On average, this projected return has been almost stable since the previous annual report, and we believe that such returns remain attractive relative to either traditional credit markets or equity markets. It is important to mention that despite an almost stable projected return of its assets of between 8% and 9% for the last 3 years, Volta was able to produce an annualized 21.9% performance over the same period. This outperformance relative to the given projected return is due to three things. The fact that over the last 3 years, actual defaults and assets selected for Volta were below the standard assumption we use to produce such projected returns. Secondly, our ability to trade the portfolio and add value for portfolio rotation. And thirdly, the overweight position in US dollar-based assets in the company's investment portfolio. It has been our clear strategy for a number of years to have an overweight position in US-based assets compared to Europe-based assets, as we are more confident in the stability and prospects of the US economy relative to the Eurozone. In our opinion, the significant appreciation of the US dollar and the significant decline in oil prices and other commodity prices are likely to bring some uncertainties to overall economic activity. We do recognize that the decline in prices of commodities is positive for US and European consumers, but it may imply some significant rebalancing in the relative situation of some economic sectors and raise some concerns on commodity-producing countries. Our view is that such a situation should not significantly damage the economic pattern for US and European economies, but that it opens the door for slightly more frequent occurrences of sudden volatility. Regarding corporate credit, it is reasonable to expect an increase in the number of defaults, especially in the US, from a below historical average pace. Taking this into account, together with the support provided by the ECB quantitative easing program and the relative weakness of the euro, we believe that some rebalancing of Volta's portfolio in favor of European assets will become appropriate in the coming period. We recognize a number of existing known risk factors, including excessive bank balance sheets in China, as well as geopolitical issues in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. But we do not expect, at the time of this call, these uncertainties to impact the way developed economies are managed under the present regime. Regarding structured finance market and in relation to Volta's objectives, it is our view for the coming year that the CLO market in the US and in Europe will continue to be very attractive, both in terms of new issuance and in terms of secondary trading. Thanks to various regulations, CLO debt yields are still at attractive levels, relative to historical levels and their fundamental risk. This makes CLO 2.0 equity tranches less attractive than the CLO 1.0 equity tranches from the 2006-2007 vintages. However, we think that selecting the appropriate CLO manager and the appropriate structure can enable returns in the 9% to 12% range for some new CLO equity tranches. Secondly, when considering the current housing prices and mortgage standards in the U.S., it seems to us that U.S. mortgages constitute a compelling asset for securitization. Yet, there are few issuances in this area that permit direct investment for Volta. As a result, Volta has made an investment in a fund that AXA co-managed with Ellington in the U.S. We hope to see at some point a resumption of opportunities in the primary market in this area. And thirdly, bank balance sheet transactions, where banks seek regulatory capital relief, will continue to be a sizable and interesting market, especially in Europe, for investors looking for return in the 10% area. For the forthcoming annual period, we expect to continue to focus on corporate credit assets for Volta, even if from time to time some opportunities may be sized outside this asset class. Specifically, we expect to invest in the following areas. Continue to invest in debt tranches of CLOs. From time to time, being highly selective in our choice, invest in some CLO equities or in vehicles created for the purpose of satisfying the retention role for CLOs, such as capitalized manager vehicles. Pursue investment in bank balance sheet transactions and continue entering into CLO warehousing. The company has demonstrated its ability to continue to adapt its investment strategy during the period under review, especially for an increase in the turnover of the portfolio in order to generate capital gains. We consider that our responsibility as Volta's investment manager is to invest in assets that should be able to produce stable revenues to be distributed to shareholders through investing in structuring investments adapted to the market situation. This has been illustrated during this annual period through the investment in CLO warehouses and thereafter through the signing of a repurchase agreement. Volta has access to and utilizes the full range of expertise of AXA's teams in the structured finance department. AXA has a very significant and skilled team in structured finance. Volta utilizes their ability to take advantage of investment opportunities across the different segments of the structured finance market. As I noted before, this flexibility, when combined with the breadth of the team, differentiates Volta from many other investment firms. That's now the end of our prepared statement, and we can now open the question and answer session. Please, Sergei, could you remind all participants how it works?
Thank you, Mr. DeMay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. There are currently no questions in the phone queue.
Okay, well, thank you, Sergey. I'd just like to thank everyone for attending the conference call today, and thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.